With the ground war underway in Iraq, family members of U.S. military personnel are doing all they can to get information on loved ones. One of the largest forces to cross into Iraq is from a Marine Corps base north of San Diego. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS spoke with some families about their coping strategies.
Camp Pendleton is the Marine Corps' largest base on the West Coast. More than 40,000 Marines are stationed here, though more than two-thirds are now deployed in the Persian Gulf. Seven Marine wives and a daughter faced more than two dozen television cameras yesterday inside a cramped officers' club at the sprawling Southern California base. Their loved ones are part of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. The women answered questions while showing little emotion. None of them gave their last name. Kara says when she learned her husband's division had crossed into Iraq, it was difficult for her.
My heart just dropped. Yeah, I don't think there are words to describe the feeling. I know my husband's going to come home safely. It was just a very uneasy feeling.
The uneasiness has subsided somewhat for Michelle, whose husband is in the 11th Marine Regiment. She says it's actually easier for her to cope with the situation now that the ground assault is underway.
The waiting is so much worse. Now we know. Now we can track. We can get our maps out. We can listen to where they're going. We can see it on paper. It makes such an intangible thing tangible and concrete for us that it becomes real and we can actually kind of live it with them.
Michelle's 19-year-old daughter, Anna, is also taking it in stride. Her dad fought in the 1991 Gulf War, and she's praying he makes it home again.
I'm scared to death. We're all scared to death. One of the people you love most in the entire world is putting his life on the line, but he's been in the military now for 15 years, and it's kind of become a daily routine of just knowing that something could happen.
Because many of these Marine wives live on base at Camp Pendleton, they're sheltered somewhat from the outside world. They spend time calling and visiting each other for support. Elizabeth says the constant news reports are hard for her to take. Her method of coping is to take them in small doses.
I try to watch 5 minutes of television at a time, and then I walk away and I go find something else. Sitting watching the television for our family is not the way to go. Too much information.
But each of these family members say they're grateful for the media coverage, especially in contrast to the 1991 Gulf War when news trickled out slowly. Those reports are also affecting their children. Kara says her youngest struggles with the constant images.
My 10-year-old daughter is incredibly quiet about the whole thing and isn't quite sure that what's going on. I think she feels like if she doesn't talk about it, it's going to go away.
Jennifer wears a flag pin and a shirt that says All-American Girl, but her prized possession is her husband's white gold wedding ring, which dangles from a chain around her neck.
He told me that he could wear it when he left, but when he got there, he would most likely have to put it away. He said he'd rather have it next to my heart than in a sea bag somewhere or lost. So that's where it's been since he left.
All the women here say now that the war has started, they're hopeful they'll be reunited with their loved ones sooner. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis at Camp Pendleton, California.